Our readings from today come from the book of Exodus, as the Israelites immigrated from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. The big story of God's love for his people is that he wanted to live among his people, the Israelites. For this to happen, three things had to happen. First, God required that sin be atoned for in the blood of sacrifice, which came to be known as the Passover. Second, God needed a place to live. The Lord said to Moses, "Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you." And third, the people had to know how to treat God and to treat each other. And God spoke all these words: "I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or in the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So it kind of feels like it's the right time, doesn't it? I mean, we're 5 weeks in, and now we get the rules of the relationship. We started with this introduction to God, the one that created and sustained and desired to be in relationship with the people. We've heard about the fall, the cast out because of their actions from the Garden of Eden. We heard about the willingness of a few to follow God, Abraham and Isaac. And then we encountered Joseph, the beloved son of Jacob, and his example of obedience to God beyond temptation, and the forgiveness and life that he offered his family. Last week, we started with Moses. He questioned if he was good enough to be an ambassador of God to free the Israelites. And after a list of terrible plagues and destruction, even with a hardened heart, Pharaoh let the people go. So now these people, freed, crossing through the river, set free to discover the land in which God had called them, were to encounter the rules we call the Ten Commandments. The rules were big ones, not just in commitment, but in the way that they were handled. They were chiseled into stone tablets. Moses, the one who spoke with God in the tent, the one who exchanged dialogue with, including his fears with God, the one that was saved through an act of love in his infancy, was now leading others, saving others on God's behalf. This man, Moses, not only taught the Israelites about God, but is teaching us as well. God wants to live with us, to be with us, to foster that relationship, to give healthy boundaries and clear expectations. God shares what is needed in that relationship. The Ten Commandments intended not only to relate to God, but to each other as well. How we can be a friend, a neighbor, family, a fellow disciple. And the rules start with love, of course. Now, you can't make someone love you or love God. But we first need to have a foundation in which the relationship is built. First, we must have mutual respect, care, and be willing to share in experiences. Sometimes that's called love. Then, after that, after we have that love for God, loving God, no idols, no misuse of God's name or talking smack, no taking time to be with God that's not safe, right? Instead, we set aside time, right? And we call that Sabbath day. After we focus on our hearts on God, after we do those things, only after can we be ready to be with others. And that's where we get the next six commandments on how we can love our neighbor. First, we have to love our parents or our family, those folks that are with us. Guidelines for treating the rest of God's creation are don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, don't covet, don't desire for another one's things. As lifelong learners, we can learn from these commandments. The Israelites were new to this relationship, and the relationship needed a level of understanding. For some of them, then, and for today, this list can look exhaustive and exhausting. It can be difficult to behave all the time. No? Okay, well, then some of you better than me. It's difficult to behave all the time. And yet God created us in God's image, so God knows, God knew, and God knows that it is possible. It's at least possible to try. We have a tendency to sin, to stray away from God, from good behaviors, and yet we too, as God's created, should walk towards God, just like the Israelites did, not away from God. I appreciate that the Israelites, by Moses' leading, with God's direction, recognized the importance of a need for a place for God to be. Not that God was contained there, but that God could be found there. In this tabernacle, the people knew that when God was present, there was a cloud that covered the tent. And when the cloud covering the tent of glory, when the cloud was there, that meant God was there. That the Lord was filling that place. And even Moses didn't go in because it was too full. And when the cloud lifted, that meant that God moved. And then the people, too, could move. We gather here in this place on Sunday mornings, usually, at a time set apart for us to meet God. Our prescription of when God's presence might be found. That makes me laugh all the time. Right? Can you just imagine? We said 9:30 works well for us. If the Holy Spirit could just be here and move our hearts and transform us and get that all done in 56 minutes or less, that would be fantastic. Yeah. I'm glad you laugh because I laugh too. I think God laughs. But I also think that we come here with hope. Hope that we might encounter God. And if not God in the present, then remnants of God's presence. And hope for the future. And I think God shows up. Something within each one of us has called us to this place today. At this time. I pray that every time that you are called here, that God meets you here. But even if you don't feel a strong presence of the Spirit, we are submitting ourselves to the request. Rule number 4, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, even if for an hour. It is a good time for us to review the other rules, too, about loving God, respecting family and elders, about being more than kind, not causing hurt to others. This is a good time for a self-check. And we're not the only ones that do it. We're not the only people or the only country that has people or the only language. Remember the song says, we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body and our one Lord. May God bless our attempts to turn away from sin. May God give us strength to atone for the sins that we commit and offer mercy to others. May God offer us words of love that we might share with family, friend, neighbor, or stranger that brings them the light of Christ. May we have the courage to keep a place open for the Holy of Holies and resources enough to offer for all to be in right relationship with the Creator. May we make space and keep space in our hearts and in our lives for God to dwell. Nothing fancy is needed, just a willing heart. And may we recognize the gifts of God and give thanks in this place, at this table, or at any table that we find ourselves in front of. May we never cease to love and serve the Lord. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.